Hey guys, it's been a minute, but you know, we're back with the second season. So welcome back to It's All Love Season 2. I'm your host, Tony.
And it's your boy, Stafford.
And today we're going to be talking about date nights and dating. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, so why are date nights important?
In my opinion, date nights are important because it reminds the two couples within the relationship that they're still important. So making time for your significant other reassures them in that sense.
Right. So, you know, I'm going to just let you know, it's better for communication, greater for affection, and it's a desire to spend time with each other. So, you know how people sit there and they typically say, like, we don't do the things that we used to do when we were dating now that we're, like, in a serious relationship?
Yeah, I remember.
So, like, dating can kind of help bring that back and, like, kind of remind you guys of why you're together, you know?
Yeah, I also think that it also helps when you, like, don't fall into, like, a routine in that sense.
Of course not. Which also, so how often should date nights be?
I mean, I can't really put that into perspective because everybody's lifestyle is different and everybody's schedules are different. At least, I know when it comes down to us, I try to do it at least twice a month.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so in your personal opinion, how often do you think you should have a date night, in your opinion?
Every other weekend, if possible.
Every other weekend, if possible. I'd say at least once a month. Like, at least once a month, because I feel like I get that people are busy, but if you can just take time out of, like, the month, that's all you ask, and then just spend that one time with each other, whether it's, like, a weekend, a night, 2 days. Like, you know, it's just something that simple. So, I mean, should it stop after a certain point? Like, when we're in a relationship, okay, now I don't have to take you out, or while we're married, I don't have to take you out anymore because I already got you as a prize.
So, how can I put this? So, what I've noticed and what I see happen is people tend to fall into a routine, and that same energy they use to get you initially, they stop putting in that work. I'm not sure the reason why it stops, but I guess you just have to keep reminding yourself to put in that same energy, if not more, that you use to obtain that person, to keep that person, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I think it's not about, like, I'm not saying everybody does this, but there is, like, certain people that feel like, okay, well, I got you, you're the prize, so why should I have to keep working? But it's like, relationships are always a working progress, right? Relationships never stop working. Like, you're always trying to fix something, you're always trying to better yourselves together. So it shouldn't be seen as, okay, well, now I got you and we don't need to interact with each other. We don't need to remind each other why we fell in love, or we don't need to remind each other why we're in a relationship together. You feel me?
I do, but it is very important to keep on reminding each other, and that's why date nights is so important.
Yeah, and I don't think it should stop after a certain time. Honestly, be 78 going on date nights together, because that's one of the ways that you guys tend to last, is when you guys get that quality time together, because not everybody has that.
So break out of those routines and get out there and try something new. Search online, ask your friends, ask your family for ideas. And just explore, keep an open mind when you guys are trying new things. But of course, stay in your comfort zone as well.
And also, just remember, date nights don't have to be expensive. You don't have to spend a whole ton on it. Like, there's no need to drop, like, $100,000 on a date night. Like, honestly, if you guys can just, like, grab a blanket, cuddle up on the couch, put on a movie, pop some popcorn, get some wine or whatever you feel like it, that's a great date, too. Not everybody wants to go out to fancy restaurants. I know I don't. It's nice to just spend time with each other in the comfort of your own home. Doing something small can also be meaningful.
Here's a little tidbit, guys. So, go on Google and search this. It's called 52 Ideas for You and Your Spouse to Do Every Weekend. Type that in to Google and see what comes up. It should be a mystery box with a card that you guys can draw at random and have something to do every weekend. Who knows? Sometimes it might be going out, might be staying in. It's a mystery box of surprises.
Listen, I can tell y'all right now, all you need to do is sometimes occasionally take a walk around the park, right? Have a picnic together, go to the zoo together, fly kites, you know, something, even something that you guys never did together or something that you guys want to do and it's never happened. Plan it for each other, right? It's okay to want to do something for somebody else, even if they feel as though they don't have the time to do it.
You know what we did yesterday? We found a recipe in a book and we made it together.
And that was a date night.
It was something new. We never created that dish before. But I was like, we got a list and we narrowed it down to something that we both wanted to try. And we went for it.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not like it doesn't have to be an everyday thing. Some people love cooking together. I don't mind that. I think cooking together is very intimate and fun. Even if you get, like, you know, your kids, your siblings, your mom, your dad. I think cooking together is such, like, an intimate thing to do because it's, you know, all you guys are coming together and making this one thing and you all are putting, you know, effort into it. I think that's beautiful.
And don't let the holidays be the only time that you show your significant other that you love them, all right? You don't have to do it on their birthday. You don't only have to do it on Valentine's Day. You don't only have to do it during Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's. You should be doing this throughout the year.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be your significant other. Honestly, you guys, take your parents out on dates. Take your siblings out on dates. Take your nieces and your nephews, whatever. Take them out on a date. A date isn't specifically meant for you and a significant other. You can even take yourself out on a date. But, you know, we're not going to get into that one right now. But, you know, that just, like, is it okay to take yourself and other people out on a date? You don't know. Would you consider taking your mom out on a date or your grandmother out on a date?
I wouldn't call it a date because it sounds kind of weird.
Date's not romantic, though.
But I do get the concept on what you're saying. Yes, I would. Or I don't have a problem taking, you know, my parents out, my grandmother out, my nieces out. I wouldn't call it a date, but I call that bonding and spending quality time.
Guys, that's what a date is. Dating doesn't have to be sexual. You can take somebody out on a date and not have it mean sexual or romantically. You can say, I have a dinner date, right? You can say, I have a brunch date. Yeah, I have a breakfast date. Or I have a date to meet this person. That doesn't mean...
Man, you tell anybody that in this day and age, in this generation, they
don't think men say that all the time.
Significant other. I'm not doubting you. All I'm saying is I personally wouldn't use that term. Why? Because I'm going out on a date. It implies that I'm going out with the female, with the shorty, with a chick, and hopefully I seal the deal at the end of the day. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm taking my mom out on a date.
But
date... That just sounds weird to me.
What does date mean, though? Like, again, what's date?
I'm taking my mom out. We're going to do this. I'm not going to say I'm taking my mom out on a date. I'm not going to say I'm taking my dad out on a date. Again, I get the behind the message on what it is, but I'm just not going to use that term. Personal preference? Maybe.
So if you had a daughter, you wouldn't say, I'm taking you out on a date?
No.
You just tell her you're taking her out?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's important to let her know that she can be taken out on dates and it doesn't have to mean anything sexual?
Her mother could explain it to her, but not me.
Okay, well, then this brings us into our next topic about dating multiple people and it being okay, and then knowing the difference between dating for fun and dating exclusively, right? So dating is a broad term. you can date whoever you want. You can go on dates. It doesn't really specify, how intimate you guys have to be just because it's called a date, right? So I can take my mom out on a date, my dad out on a date, and my grandmother out on a date at once. Does that mean it's bad?
No, it's not bad.
So then what's the difference between you saying, like, okay, dating is just specifically romantic due to...
Whoa. I never said it specifically
romantic. You would take your mom out on a date.
I wouldn't use that term. Again, the definition of dating, yes, I 100% understand it. But the term and the words, I wouldn't use that.
I think you should. It's normal. I think people get into their heads to think, okay, I can't say date because date only means that I'm taking you out to get some booty at the end of the night. It doesn't mean like I'm taking you out just to spoil you, right? Because essentially, a date is something that's planned, right? Or a date is something that happens with whoever. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, sexual. And I think that's also where you're trying to correlate dating and sex. But dating and sex don't equal each other. Yeah, when you date, sex happens, but they're not intertwined together, right? So, I mean, which also says, like, some people look down on other people because they date multiple people. And then it's seen as, oh, well, you're a hoe because you sit there and you date, like, and you're on 5 dates. But if you're single and you're dating...
Well, not really so much hoe.
If I told you I was dating 5 guys, what would you think?
You a gold digger, you a hoe. But if you, if you break it down and says, no, I'm not sleeping with them, I'm just going out on dates with them. If you say I'm just going out on dates with them...
But what woman is going to instantly be like, oh no, I'm not sleeping with them? Like... If you ask me how many people are you dating, I'm going to say I'm dating 5 people. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we're sleeping together, but you hear the word date. Exactly. You hear the word date and you're like, oh, well, you must be sleeping with them because dating isn't like, you know, a specific thing. No, I'm dating to have fun and I'm dating because I want to test the waters, basically. Like, that doesn't mean that I'm giving you anything, but that means that I want to have fun. Which is a difference between exclusively dating somebody or dating other people exclusively, but it's not the same.
You better change that term.
I don't think you need to.
I'm interacting with 5 different individuals. But, I'm dating 5 people.
But interacting could mean a lot too.
Player. And I'm like, you already know my boy.
See, but then that's how you get into the conversation. Okay, what do you mean by dating? Like, are they taking you out? Like, are you guys in intimate relationships? Or are you just having fun? Like, you know? And I just think people instantly think, they hear the word dating, and they're like, oh, so you're sleeping around, or you're doing all this. When, no, I'm just having fun. I'm just letting them take me out to dinner.
That's why if I'm talking to 5 people, I'm not going to say I'm dating 5 people.
Then what would you say?
I got a shorty over there and a shorty over there. North, west, east, south. You know the vibe.
See, I'm going to say I'm dating because that's what you're doing. You're dating.
I'm just trying to be like, yo, I'm talking to 5 people and that's about it.
Yeah, talking to 5 people would also be dating 5 people.
But again, I understand the concept, but I'm not calling it that. I never have and I never will.
I don't know. Well, I mean, what would you guys think if I said that, you know, or if your significant other or a friend told you that they were dating 5 guys, would you think that, okay, dating meaning as they're just having fun and just, you know, being taken out on dinners or something? Or would you actually think, okay, dating means that they're seeing each one of them?
Yeah. I really would like to know your opinion. Like, do you guys side with me? Do you guys side with her? Like, let us know.
We all know that you're siding with me, so...
I don't know with that. You know, the guys out there are going to be siding with the, you know?
yeah, sure. But yeah, that is today's episode of Dating. And we're so glad to be back. It's been a minute. We've been waiting for somebody.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. You know, life. Military life.
But, you know, there we go. And let's just remind you guys to follow our social, which is on Instagram. And it's all love.pod on IG. And then you can we have a link tree in the thing. So you can see in the thing. We have a link tree in the bio. So you can see all the platforms that we're on. We're happy to be back. And you will see. Not see. You will hear from more of us.
But that just brings it up. Do you guys want to see us?
Oh, yeah. Would you guys love to see us? Because
we could just keep the podcast rolling and keep the Instagram going as well. We also are thinking about pushing out some more comedy sketches, you know, because I'm a filmmaker and I like doing that stuff, too. So if you guys do want to see some more of that, let us know as well.
And we will talk to you guys later. Bye.